Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good one. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king of the Krusty's, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for my nifty hat I got on today, too. I wore the Reliant hat. I'm just really happy to have that on today. And thank you for always hanging out with me here in Krusty's Corner. We did hear from Matt Eberflus. We're about to hear from Clayton Adams. We're probably not going to go to him while this is going on. But I know Todd Archer is going to ask this question because he and I have already talked about it. He's going to ask how they're going to play this thing at left tackle. And if you guys had an opportunity, you know, as you look at this, and I know we're a couple of days in, but we've talked about this a bunch. How do you think they should handle the left tackle spot while our guy's out right now? Guyton's out.
Yeah, I'd be giving Awesom Richards the first look at this. I liked what Awesom was able to do in the games that he played last year. It's unfortunate that he had an ankle injury. But now, I mean, I don't know how in practice, if he's been outplayed by a guy like Nate Thomas. No identity, he's been working that right side.
Sure.
To me, I've been an Awesom Richards fan, and I'd like to see him to get the first crack at it. And, hey, I mean, maybe he doesn't win it, but at least give him the opportunity.
Yeah, we're open for business. I want to try a bunch of different things, but, you know, I think my question back to you, Brian, would be, do any of those players have the potential that in 6 weeks when Guyton is ready to come back, they could make an interesting conversation out of it?
See, I was kind of thinking that Awesom Richards, and this is to answer your question if I can, I was hopeful that Awesom Richards was going to compete with Guyton. And that was going to be there was
yeah, I remember you saying
and
that
they were going to let that be a battle, mm-hmm. And you know, and now, and I don't know, and maybe Clayton Adams is going to tell us this, but right now it doesn't seem like they're interested in a swing tackle situation. That at least through camp, they kind of feel like, and this goes back to where the conversations that Zach, that when you and I were working the draft, and Clayton Adams was saying, well, hey, if we can't pin and pull, we're not going to do it,
right?
So maybe they don't think that they have guys that can play left and right. Now, if they move Adeniji to play right to left, now this is, I'm trying to get your question here, Dawson. I was hopeful that it was going to be that all of a sudden it was going to be a little bit more of a competition and Awesom Richards, and because I didn't realize that Guyton was going to make the kind of jump, and it's unfortunate for him, he's missing days. Because you could see him, it's just completely night and day, and I know I've said that a bunch, but like, even if Awesom Richards was over there competing against him, I think Guyton would be taking this. I think it would be. I don't think it would be. Awesom Richards has been okay, and Thomas, I think at times, has been not totally comfortable. Guy has played guard in college. Mm-hmm. They kick him out to tackle. He's probably more of a right tackle than he is a left tackle. But I wonder if the situation with Adeniji and how he was able to, if they put Adeniji in there at left tackle ahead of those other guys that are working right now, then that means they don't have any real confidence in. Now, Awesom Richards has been playing as the extra tight end or the big extra offensive lineman, you know, when they go heavy personnel and they want to bring, you know, Awesom Richards' jumbo packages. Awesom Richards has been the jumbo guy.
And has that been both sides? Like, that could be on the left or the right?
He has been, I tell you, it's one time they traded the formation. Like, he's on the, him and Hunter Lipke are standing on the left side, and all of a sudden Dak comes to the line, starts the cadence. They trade it where they went over to the right side. So here's this big tackle, you know, coming over with the fullback over to that side. And they did it a couple of different times. So it's not like they're just saying, okay, we're just going to run this from one side.
Yeah.
We're going to try and do it from both sides here.
I love that,
dude. But if Adeniji has done a solid job. I was thinking there was going to be like a big drop-off. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, geez, here's Steele, he's out of the mix, and now it's Adeniji, and we're going to get a turnstile over there. There was really no drop-off. So to answer your question, Adeniji was closer to how Steele was playing than maybe on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So but if they move Adeniji, that I think that tells you kind of what they think about what they think about Richards. And Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, you would have one of the younger guys get those reps and get that opportunity to develop a little bit.
Yeah. But we'll keep an eye on Twitter. I know I hear Coach talking. I hear Coach Adams behind. Okay, I've been here now over a week, and I've seen six practices, and I just kind of wanted to talk about some guys. And I know that we've there's guys that we've talked about a bunch when I was with you guys when you were back home, and now here I've talked about Donovan Ezeraku a lot and watching him practice. I talked to you guys about Miles Sanders. And I feel right now, at least through six practices, that I've been wrong about him, that he looks like a difference player. But that on a positive thing, I've talked a little bit about Elam and what I think what he's been able to show, two interceptions in six practices, his ability one time to fool Dak Prescott, it hasn't mattered. I know some people on Twitter ask me, they go, "Hey, Broadus, is he just going up against Flannoy and you know, guys like that, you know, is he Jalen Brooks? Is he guarding Jalen? Is it Tolbert? Is he just wearing those guys out?" No, he's playing against the Pickens and against the Lambs and stuff like that. So that part of it, I think, has been pretty positive. But a couple of the guys I want to mention too, I think I've really been impressed with Maris Leofau in these practices. And I say this because Maris has been a guy when they've gone, and Matt has played a lot more base in these practices than I think that he has before.
And part of that's probably because the way the offense is going with a little bit heavier. They got heavier the tight personnel. Ends. And
that's a good point. Fullback. And he's worried about, hey, they're going to try and run the ball on me in this practice, and so I've got to kind of load up. But I think the thing with Maris Leofau that I've been super impressed with him, it's not just the creating of turnovers. It's his ability just to go and be where the ball is.
Yeah.
Speed. He's got this awareness about him that when the ball snapped, he's going that way. He's not a guy that, you know, Damone Clark was a guy that I talked about that looked like, you know, everything was happening real.
Lack of instincts versus lack a player of instincts, with instincts.
Yeah. But Maris Leofau, if you start to talk about how the linebackers, and this is not even with Murray practicing out here. Murray and Bland and those guys, they've been away with, you know, their new children right now. So it's been a lot of, like, Clark, Maris Leofau, those kinds of guys. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that.
That's exciting with Leofau and Clark. Yeah. But Clayton Adams did answer it with, "We create as much competition as we can." Okay. Was the one sentence quote that Todd Archer posted on Twitter.
Okay, so we'll see if, in fact,
like maybe a rotation there.
Maybe we'll see. Okay, thank you for answering that question. But if they move him over, I think that tells you a little bit about what's going on with what they think about
Richards and Thomas.
Yeah, the other options. Yeah, exactly.
And now that Davis is hurt, do you feel better about the backup guards or the backup left the tackles? Is there any path to moving Tyler Smith that you're sensing?
No, I don't, because I am on the I believe when you watch this team run the football, it starts with the inside three. I am not doing anything to separate that right now.
Especially with Guyton having the return in like 6 weeks or so. You don't want to throw everything for a loop. If it was the out for the season thing, I think that's definitely a bigger conversation.
I had the conversation that I would consider if I had to go get a guy, I'd go talk to Tyron Smith.
Yeah, call Tyron.
I love that. Yeah, that would be fun.
I thought about that as a possibility. I know the Jets hold his rights.
Yeah, I did a 2-year deal.
Maybe you could flop things and try and get it back. But I would if I had to go get a left tackle right now that I knew that Guyton was gone for the rest of the year, I'd consider calling Tyron Smith. But I also want to Maris Leofau, Solomon Thomas, I think, is showing up on a lot of things that I've been noticing. I know the defensive tackles, his ability to get up the field to attack, I think, has been really, really special in a lot of ways. He's beaten some really good the guard combination. We talked about the center. He's been really good with those things. Peyton Turner, I think, is a much better pass rusher than I wanted to give him credit for. There's been some times out here where he's been on the edge and he's shown a little bit of some versatility as far as being able to avoid. I thought maybe he was just an upfield guy, get blocked. They've played him at some nickel stuff. Mm-hmm. He swung by Booker one time. Booker was too aggressive, went right by him for a pressure. He's playing a lot better than I kind of thought he would. I thought he'd be just a left-end player. I mentioned Perrion Winfrey earlier. I think he's playing really well at a very high level. But the guy that might be the best so far this whole thing is Kevontae Turpin. Yeah. To where, and I mean, every practice, there is something that they're doing with him that gives you this feel that, like, wow, they've got a legitimate plan. It's not like, oh, let's just practice him at running back a couple of plays and then not do anything. Every practice, they've come up with something that he has excelled at. And you know what he's starting to do, guys? He's starting to catch the ball down the field.
Yeah, we saw that
he's
yesterday.
He's starting to be a guy that can be reliable getting the ball down the field. He can adjust. He's not the biggest. He's not the tallest. He doesn't have the ideal length. But even with some contested stuff, this guy's found ways to make plays down the field. Those are the guys that are really catching my eye through at least a week of this practice.
Love it. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement every day at 340 here in the G-Bag Nation. The OC Clayton Adams is talking. We'll give you more highlights of what he has to say. And what else do we have, Woolchuck?
Hey, Cowboys aren't the only ones dealing with injuries in the NFL right now. And how do they compare with the rest of the league in terms of talent under 25? That's next.